So I'm Simon Cole. So I wrote all the music for this concert. I can't, it's an unprecedented event. I can't think of another instance of like someone who's written an hour's worth of music to commemorate the anniversary of a city. It just doesn't happen very often. This particular trio, it's called Trio on Northern Themes. The themes are like themes of life here. So the Circle of Seasons. This opens the concert, and it's basically about a couple homesteading, and this is the first year. And it starts off with this original folk melody, which represents things growing. The second movement is about the couple being isolated, and in the piano, time ticks by. One and two. Imagine you're homesteading and you're out in a cabin and you're in the woods and you're snowed in for a long time. It's hard to get into town. And so that's kind of awesome. It's more awesome when you're older. As Einstein said, the isolation of youth, which is painful, is sort of cherished when you get older. But that's what this movement's about, that feeling of isolation. And again, the progression of the seasons and the circle of life. And they say in writing, and write what you know. And so forests and rivers and the whole kind of northern spirit. This one is like a universal theme. So it's like, you know, it could be really applicable to homesteading anywhere in the north, really. The next piece on the program after this is Hubble Homestead. And that's actually really about Hubble Homestead. And after that, we have six little character pieces which are describing different places in Prince George. So there's the courthouse, pastry chef bakery, Black Forest, George Street, Au Chocolat, Birchwood Trailer Park. And so on. So a little and those are for wind court trios and quartets winds. And then there's a big chamber orchestra piece which ends the concert that has 13-ish players in it. And that one's definitely specifically about Prince George. So it has different sections. The first part is the darkness of the forest and the grandeur of the forest. And a bird flies from the forest, goes to the meeting of the two rivers, and so that music builds. Then there's a forest fire. And then the voices come in, because now the people are at the meeting of the two rivers. And then that grows and becomes the birth of a city. I spent 30 years here working to have the rest of the world understand that there's more to Prince George than just all the stuff I love, you know, the forests and out with the dogs and, you know, my muddy Chevy and all the rest of it. There's a good degree of subtlety and sophistication here as well. It's the best of both worlds.